Hi, Shelter Rock Church. This is Corey Johnson, one of the teaching pastors here. It's not often that I'm asked to speak, and I find it difficult to know where to start. And yet, that's where I am. That's how I feel. You see, over the past several weeks, while America has been making plans to reopen the economy and invest in resources in trying to find a cure for this COVID-19 virus, we were graphically made aware that there is another virus that has gone unchecked in our society, and that's the virus of racism. What happened to Mr. George Floyd should never happen to any human being in this country, not in this time, not in this history. And yet it did. You see, while we see the hand of justice moving, we're excited and we're happy about that. But what we need in this time more than justice is change. And the reality is that this change is gonna be hard, because this virus of racism, it's not something that is easily detectable. It's not in your bloodstream when you can take a blood test and say that this person is racist. It's not, you know, you can't take a thermometer and measure it. No, that's because this virus is a virus of the heart. And as a people, as a nation, it's impossible, it's difficult, it's gonna be challenging for us to move forward unless we're willing to have the hard conversation as to where we are as a people. You see, justice is reactive. Change is proactive. Justice cannot say to a grieving mother, I will bring your son back. But change can say to parents of all races that we will protect your child. You see, justice tries to right the past, but change secures our future. Now, this moment is not about making anyone feel guilty or feel bad about being a particular race or a particular color. That's not what this conversation is about at all. It's a conversation about acknowledging where we are. And I'd be the first to say, yes, America has made progress. We've made significant progress. But what the last several weeks have highlighted is that we still have some work to do as a people. And if we're gonna move forward, we need to have this conversation. Church, my God, the God we serve, he's not a racist, but he's the God of all races. And let me suggest to you that he has given us the vaccine. He has given us the cure for this disease of the heart. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the church is the body of Jesus Christ. And coursing through our veins, coursing through our spiritual veins is the blood of Jesus. That's when it's applied to the hearts of every man, woman, and child. It has the power to change our hearts from the inside out. And so let me suggest to you this morning that if change is gonna happen, it begins in the house of God. My prayer for us in this season is that God will use the church to show the world what it looks like when we respect and honor all people, irrespective of their background, irrespective of their race, and treat people with dignity that they deserve. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mercies and grace. God, our heart is yearning for a time when we are led not by self-interest, but by your love. A love that will sacrifice for the needs of others. A love that will lay down one's self-interest for the interests of his brother and sister. And so, God, we invite you in this tender yet precious moment to bring healing and reconciliation as only you can. Father, make us one, even as you and your Son are one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over the past several weeks, we've been looking at what it looks like as a church to be still in this season of pause. You see, America, New York, the world has been on pause. And now we're in the throes of uprising. We're in the throes of protests right across this country. And the reality is that many of us, we've seen the season as a time of reprieve where we've had the chance to do some self-reflection and revisit the trajectory of our lives. But the reality is that for many of us, this has been a difficult time. Some of us, we've lost families, we've lost friends, we've lost loved ones, we've lost jobs. Some of us, we've even lost our graduation date. But in this season, let us not give in to, let us not surrender to hopelessness, but let us listen to what God is saying to our hearts this morning. And so this morning, let me challenge you, as we're listening to what God is saying to you, let us open up our hearts and receive what he wants to say to us. And I believe that God has a word for you this morning. And the word is, be still, because he's fighting for you. This morning, we're going to look at Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 28. I'm not going to read all of it because it's a long passage of scripture, but I encourage you that at some point, read through it for yourself, because it's a wonderful story of how God delivers his people. But let me set up the context for you. You see, the children of Israel, they lived in Egypt for a period of time, and according to some scholars, they had grown to over 1 million people. Now, Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they considered the children of Israel a national threat to their security. And so they relegated them to slavery and forced labor. But as the oppression grew, the children of God refused to be quiet. They refused to be silent. And they cried out to God. And in God's time, he raised up Moses to deliver them and to set them free. And as God is leading the children of Israel out, the Bible tells us that Pharaoh, he changes his mind. He was a stubborn, hard-hearted person, and he changed his mind and sent his army to go and recapture the people of God. But how many of us know that when we are faced with difficulty, when we're faced with challenges, that God has a plan? And in this situation, in this particular moment of the children of Israel life, God had a plan for their rescue. And so as Pharaoh gathered his army, as he gathered his chariots and went after them, the Bible tells us that they caught up to the children of Israel. As is so often the case, instead of the children of Israel crying out to God, they turned on Moses and started to blame him for the predicament that they were in. And that's where we pick up our text this morning, Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to be looking at verse 13 to 14. It says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." In this passage, one of the words we see that gets repeated is this word "see." It means to look. And what Moses was saying to the children of God is that as a people, let us not grow anxious. Let us not be fearful, but let us position ourselves to see God move in this moment. Whenever we go to a concert or a baseball game, one of the things that we try to do is that we try to purchase a seat, the best seat in the house. And as you and I know, the best seat is not always the place that is closest to the action. The best seat is where you can stand back and observe everything that is going on the field. And what God is saying to the people of God through Moses is that, listen, even though you're faced with difficulty, even though there is an enemy coming against you, I want you to stand firm. I want you to stand still and see what I'm going to do in this moment. But you see, as with a baseball game, as with a basketball game, if you're always distracted and always moving around, you won't see the action happening. And God wants us to be still so that we can see him in action. There are three things that I want to show you in the text this morning. And the first thing is this, that when our heart is still, we can see the presence of God move. When our heart is still, when we're not overcome by worry and anxiety, we can see God's presence move. Let's look in the text at verse 19. The Bible says, "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither came near the other all night long. You see, as God was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, the Bible tells us that he went ahead of them, and he went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And what this tells me is that as God is moving us from point A to B, he is always going to be with us. And his presence at this time was guiding, his presence was leading the children of Israel out of slavery. But there came a time when the enemies of God's people were chasing them down. They had caught up to them, and they were in dread. They were in fear. And what I love about God is that whenever God leads us to a place, he can protect us even in that situation. You see, God will never lead you to a place where he won't protect you. That's not the God we serve. And so as the armies of Egypt is approaching, and as they catch up to the children of Israel, the Bible says that God changes position. He shifts from the front to the back. And what he did is that he stood as a barrier between the children of Israel and the enemies of his people. Let me say to you this morning that when you're in a hard time, when you're in a difficult situation, God's presence is going to move. But if you're not still, you might miss the move of God. You see, God has promised never to leave us, never to abandon us. But if our hearts and our minds and our souls are distracted, if we are not still, we will not see him move. And we will think that when he has moved to abandon us. But let me suggest to you that his movement is not to abandon, but his movement is to protect. Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 15 through 17, it says, "If you love me and keep my commandments, I will ask the Father, and he will give you the advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." You see, what the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire was to the children of Israel at this time, God's Spirit is to us in this season. And just as God never left the children of Israel, so the Spirit of God will never leave us or forsake us. And so if you're going through difficult times this morning, rest assured that when God moves, you can see him if your heart is still. When God moves, he's not only moving to guide us, he's also moving to protect us. So first, we see that God's presence is on the move. Secondly, when our heart is still, we can see God's power create. Let's look at the text, verse 21 to 22. The Bible says, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry land with a wall of water on the right and on their left." One of the things I've realized as I've lived my life is that quite often the solutions we come up with is limited by both our experience and our expectation. And this is true because, you know, quite often the people who create the problem are never the ones to solve the problem. Why? Because you need a change of perspective. You need somebody who has fresh eyes, new eyes, to think about and to come up with possibilities for moving forward. And you see, the children of Israel, they were in a predicament that they've never been in before. They were hedged in. They were hemmed in on all sides. There was a mountain on their left. There was a mountain on their right. There was the armies of Israel behind, of the Egypt behind them, and there was the Red Sea before them. They have never been in this place before, and they wondered, how were they going to find a way out? But let me suggest to you this morning that when, if we're looking at human beings to create all the solutions we need and have, our options are going to be very limited. Because quite often when we are faced with difficulties, when we are faced with challenges, we tend to regress. We tend to choose those things that are familiar and comfortable. Let me give you three. Whenever you're faced with difficulties, our options tend to be you can either run, in which case your survival depends on your ability to outrun the enemy. You can either fight, in which case, again, victory depends on your strength and your skill. Or you can surrender, which suggests that your welfare, you're hedging your welfare on the benevolence of your captors. Now, in the case of the children of Israel, none of those options were viable. None. You see, they couldn't outrun the enemies because the enemy had chariots and horsemen. They couldn't fight because the children of Israel, they weren't military experts. And they could not surrender because God would not allow it. Whoa, what do you mean, Pastor? Look at the text before. You see, God's presence, he moved from the front to the rear. And he became a barrier between the enemy of Israel and the Israelites. And so what God did was that when he stepped in between, he prevented the enemy from advancing and he prevented the children of Israel from going back. So the only way that they could go is forward. And I believe that that's what God is saying to us in this season, that yes, the possibilities seem very limited. There seems to be no way out. But God is saying to us this morning, go forward. Where, God? To the Red Sea. You see, quite often, in order for us to get out of our problems, we have to go through our problems. And that is where we are as a nation. That is where we are at this moment in history. We cannot ignore it. We cannot go around it. We have to go through it. And what I love about God is that as we step forward in faith, he opens up the waters. As we step forward in faith, he makes a way where there seems to be no way. And so this morning, you could be one who your body is sick and you have health issues and you're wondering to yourself, do you run, do you fight, or do you surrender? And God is saying, go forward. You could be stuck in a difficult marriage and you're wondering, God, do I run, do I fight, or do I surrender? And God is saying, go forward. You might live in a community where every day you're facing injustice and you're wondering, God, do I run, do I fight, or do I surrender? But God is saying, go forward. Because when you go forward, he creates a way for you. What I love about God is that, and the text, it says that God parted, he divided the waters, and the children of Israel, they crossed over on dry land. Could it be that God is saying to you this morning, go through and not around? Could God be saying to you this morning, stop fighting, stop resisting, but stand still? May I encourage you this morning that if you are faced with difficulties, cry out to God, because he has a way of making a way where there seems to be no way. The last point I want you to see this morning is that when our heart is still, we can see God's presence move. We can see his power create a way. But most importantly, we can see God's glory on display. Let's look at the passage this morning. It says in verse 26 to 27, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, let me tell you what was happening here. You see, God had made a way, and the Egyptians thought that they could take advantage of this path that God had created for the children of Israel. But God wouldn't have it that way. And so as the Egyptians were crossing through the waters, the Bible says that God said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. We see God's glory on display. You see, when we think of glory, we're thinking of something that is weighty. We're thinking of something that is so immense in its presence, that is so immense in its power, that it's overwhelming. And quite often, when people encounter the glory of God, you find that they'll fall on their face because God's glory is so overwhelming that they can't even stand in His presence. And so what we see happening here is that as God's people are faced with this challenge, as God's people, the enemy is coming after God's people, the Egyptian army, they had a presence, they had a power, they had a glory. But guess what? When you compare that to God's glory, there was no comparison at all. You see, when the army showed up, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel, they were in fear, they were in terror, they were in dread. And this army that caused so much hurt and pain, when they came up against God, the Bible says that God swept them away. You see, a few weeks ago, we were barbecuing in the backyard, and so, you know, the patio had some leaves on it. And so I asked my son, Maz, if he could just sweep up the area so that it could be clean. And you know, he was out there for a while and was wondering what was going on, but he was sweeping and he was trying to be meticulous to make sure that everything was clean and well put in order. And that just reminded me as I thought about this text this morning that when God's glory is on display, He does His job completely and totally. And just as a dust can be easily moved and swept away by a child with a broom, so was the enemies of God's people when God's glory was on display. And so this morning, you might be faced with difficulties, you might be faced with challenges, and you're wondering, where am I going to get the strength to do this on my own? Let me encourage you, don't give up, don't give in. God is fighting this one, and you can be still. When God's glory is on display, children of God, we can move from complaint to praise. When God's glory is on display, we can move from worry to worship. And when God's power, when God's glory is on display, we can move from a state of despair to a state of hope. Let me encourage you this morning, be still and watch God's presence move. Be still and watch His power create. But most importantly, be still and watch His glory on display. Earlier, I said that what we need in this moment more than justice is change. And what I love about God is that He has made a change. When we were caught, when we were bound up in sin, God refused to stay stagnant, but He moved. And He came between our enemy, the enemy of our souls, and us. And that's what we see Jesus doing on the cross. He stepped between our sin and God's grace, and He became the path to life. See, just as God opened up a way for the children of Israel to be free, God has opened up a way through Jesus Christ for us to be free from sin. And so this morning, if you don't know Him, let me encourage you to call upon Jesus and be free. Let us call upon Him in this day, in this hour, so that He might fight for us and bring us the deliverance we need. May God bless you richly this week as we be still, as we stand still and see God fight this battle for us. God bless you.